abaku VOA Ndebele.
Livuka njani mthozo omuhle siyalambulela kumsakazo we Studio 7 namhlanje lesihlanu mhla ka 14 Nhlangula 2019 igama lami nguKip Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umfundisi Talenta Chiwenga olimele engozini yemota uthi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubezama ukumsusela amanqe. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abadinga amaphepha okuphephela eBrithani sebedlela evalweni ngokuza kwenziwa umkhokeli omutsha kahulumende.
Unini beloke bethumela abantu bakithi ekhaya kabafuni ukunika abantu bakithi amaphepha. Nango ke sebeyafaka uBoris Johnson laye ongathandiyo ama-foreigners.
Inhlanganiso yababalisi ithi uhulumende weZimbabwe usethwalise nzima ababalisi lezinye izisebenzi.
Ngathunjwa zenhloli zikahulumende ezokubutho zithwele ama-AK-47 sizivale ubuso. Ngahlukunyeza ngasengiswa emapholiseni sengisetheswa icala lokutshaya inhloli lezi.
Kwenzakalani eZimbabwe?
Kwathinto ezenzekela eZimbabwe angizithandi. Uyazi lokhu into kwenzayo ukuganga eZimbabwe kakhulu. Akele lungisa imume elizwe likele ukudlala ngathi manje.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umfundisi waziwa ngokuchothoza uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa olimele okumangalisayo engozini yemota uthi amapolisa ensita yiwo ayabefuna ukumbulala. Umfundisi Talent Chiwenga wethule umbiko lo izolo kumabonakude esesibhedlela engakahlinzwa lapho alimele khona. Uthi ubone abantu bemlandela emaswingo njalo waphosa wathuzwa yimota echayela esiya eHarare okwenze ukuthi imota yakhe ibhewuke ibulale umkakhe labanye akade hamba labo. Umfundisi Chiwenga walobela uMnangagwa incwadi ekhononwa ngabantu abamlandelayo sonke isikhathi kulandela intshumayelo zakhe ezichothoza uhulumende. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lamapholisa abike ngolwesithathu ukuthi uChiwenga wayegijima kakhulu ngemota ingakamlahli phansi. UChiwenga uyakuphikisa lokhu. Uthi wephuke isandla inqulu zombili njalo walimala lekhanda. Sebedlela evalweni abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe abadinga amaphepha eziphepheli abangela qiniso lokuza kwenziwa umkhokheli omutsha wakwele Bhilithani kulandela ukuthiya umsebenzi kukankosikazi Theresa May owefuna ilizwe leli liphume kumanyano we-European Union. U-Ezra Jesus Banda usethulela lolu daba.
Ukuthiya umsebenzi kwenhloko kahulumende unkosikazi Theresa May kutsho ukuba ibandla lakhe lama-conservatives sokumele likhethe omunye phakathi kwenkokeli yalo ukuthatha isikhundla sakhe. Ingcwethu ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi ibandla elibusayo elama-conservatives alithenjwa lilakho ukuba lezibopho zokungabi lozwelo kwabadinga ukuphephela. Lokhu kugcizelelwa ngosikhwicomfundo u-Ardmore Chuma wekolitshini le-University of Essex.
Ngembali yema-conservative lapha kwele Bhilithani sifumana ukuba ama-conservative nasibo bantu okuba abantu abangasinceda kakhulu njengama-Zimbabweans. Kungani kuzangena uBoris Johnson? UBoris Johnson siyambona ngumngane kaTrump. Sonke siyazi ukwenzakala eAmerika ukuba eAmerika kwenzakalani. Nxa uBoris Johnson esupportwa nguTrump kutsho ukubana bayahambelana, bayasibale same ideology.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe ehlala eBrithani, umnumzana Mayibonga Sibanda, uthi ubona izizalwane zeZimbabwe zihlala kuhle kulelo ngemva kweBrexit.
Kade bengela zincwadi ezilungileyo, bazoba le nhlala kahle, bazolungiselwa amaphepha. Njengoba uBoris Johnson wayekwakhuluma vele ekuqaleni, uthi hayi abantu abalapha lo ulamaphepha, ulamaphepha abavele balungisele. Ubuye futhi la iBrexit le kusenzeka iqhubekele ngapha, iqhubekele phambili. Kusho ukuthi vele abantu abase-Afrika, kakhulu abantu baseZimbabwe, udlelwano lwakudala iNgilandi nezwe laseZimbabwe lizobuya luvuselele.
Kodwa esinye njalo isizwana seZimbabwe unkosazana Sandra Ntube kavumelani lo mbono kaSibanda ethi nxa kungangena uJohnson abantu bazathola nzima ngoba ekhanya elolunya.
Unini beloke bethumela abantu bakithi ekhaya kabafuni ukunika abantu bakithi amaphepha. Nango ke sebeyafaka uBoris Johnson laye ongathandiyo amaforeigners. Kabafuni amaforeigners. UBoris Johnson uyafana nje noTrump. Thina maZimbabweans vele sesilahlekelwe kakhulu futhi iBrexit yabo le kathesi ke sebeyifosela ukuthi kusebenzeke. Thina ke abantu bokuza mhlawumbe sebeyasiphindisela emakhaya ethu.
Umnumzana Jabulani Moyo yena uthi wethuke kwamagama ngenyathelo likaMay ngoba akakabili amaphepha okuhlala kweLengland.
Ngitshayisa ngovalo kakhulu kuhlanganisa lokuthi iUnited Kingdom isifuna ukuphuma kwinhlanganiso ye-European Union. Asikwazi ukuthi nxa konke lokhu sokuphumelele kuza kwenzekani ngemva. Abantu abangasizo zizalo zaleli lizwe mdabuko bangakhathazeka ikakhulu labo abangakatholi imfanelo zokuhlala elizweni.
Inhloko kahulumende eBrithani ezathatha isikhundla esishiywe nguMay ikhangelelwe ukuqala umsebenzi ekupheleni kwenyanga ezayo kaNtulikazi. EleBrithani likhangelelwe ukuphuma kumanyano we-European Union ekupheleni kwamfufu lonyaka. Konke lokho okwenzakalayo kwezombuso wazokwele Britane sokusenza izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezingenamaphepha ziswele ubuthongo zihlalela evalweni. Ngimele Studio 7, ikameramu Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Ababalisi abakuhlanganiswa i-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe bathi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usethwalise nzima izisebenzi. UBenedict Nhlapho usedulela lolu daba eJohannesburg.
Unobhala walenhlanganiso uMnumzana Robson Jere utshela amalunga enhlanganiso ezijeneyo kwele South Africa ukuthi njengenkokheli zenhlanganiso ye-ATUS sebephilela evalweni kulandela izehlakalo ezithile zokuthunjwa, ukutshaywa lokubotshwa mahlana kwenkokheli zale nhlanganiso. Uthi icala labo ngelokufuna ukukhwezelwa iholo lokulithola lelo holo. Umkhokeli walenhlanganiso uMnumzana Obed Masaraure uthunjwe ngabantu abangaziwayo emzini wakhe wayebonakala esebangwa lezibi elamanxeba okubhaxabulwa kabuhlungu. UJere uthi sekulokwesaba okukhulu ngoba kuzingelwa ababalisi abaningi kanti abanye bethuselwa ngokuthi batshiye umsebenzi ngoba ma kungenjalo bazawukhomba olotshwala. Laye ngokwakhe uthi usephuma khona kule mbenge yamalahle.
Ngathunjwa zenhloli zikahulumende ezikubutho zithwele ama-AK-47 sizivale ubuso. Ngahlukunyeza ngasengiswa emapholiseni sengisetheswa icala lokutshaya inhloli lezi.
Inhlanganiso eziningi leSouth Africa sezisole ukuhlukunyezwa lokhu zisithi izenzo zobukliwe. Wakufanele uhulumende aphumele obala ukuthi akalandima ayidlalayo kuzo. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ebandla leSwaziland Communist Party uMnumzana Pius Vilakanti uthi ukuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo ezisebenzi okukhalala umsebenzi lilungelo uhulumende okufuze alihloniphe loba uyathanda kumbe akathandi.
Siyayikhondema kakhulu lesento lesentiwa basebenzi baseZimbabwe. Sithi sitawuniketa i-solidarity kubonke abantu baseZimbabwe balelwa ukuthi bakhululeke nekuthi bathole emaholo abo. Futhi bacinzedekile namasotsha ne-intelligence aseZimbabwe iyabahlukubeda.
Le yinto egcizelelwa umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Chris Hani Institute uMnumzana Sithembiso Bhengu yena othi uqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende aphe ubufakazi obubambekayo obutshengisa ukuthi akasongxenye yodlakela lolu olubhekiswe kunkokheli zenhlanganiso yababalisile.
Uhulumeni waseZimbabwe mawuhloniphe imithetho yabo abayibekele bona ngendaba zabasebenzi, ukuholela abasebenzi, ukuthi abasebenzi babe nama-rights okuzi-organize, babe nama-rights okukwazi ukuhlangana okuvumelekile emthethweni waseZimbabwe. Siyathemba ukuthi i-SADC bazoyibheka le ndaba bakuxike nabo ngoku.
Usenjalo uhulumeni weZimbabwe uyayiphika imbiko ethi ukuhlukunyezwa kwenkokheli lezi kwenziwa zinhloli zikahulumende ezifuna ababalisi laba bengaqhubekeli phambili ngemizamo yabo yokukhalala umsebenzi. Uhulumende usanda kubumba inhlanganiso ezancedisa kunkulumo zabaqatshi lezisebenzi endabeni zokukhwezwa kweholo. Meletudo 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Nanko kwetulwe ngamaphepha ndaba kwele Zimbabwe. Uhulumende uti akusamelanga kugejwe amathambo abantu ababulawa ikukurawundi kuze kubunjwe umthetho wokwenza lokho. Lokhu kwetulwe liphepha ndaba leHerald. Iphepha ndaba leChronic libika ukuthi uMthuli Ncube uti intengo yempahla etshiyeneyo ikhangelelwe ukuthi izakwehla kulandela okwenziwe nguhulumende ukukhanga osomabhizimusi ukuthi bengakhuphuli intengo mahlayana lokunye okutshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leSowetoni libika ukuthi odabuka kwele Zimbabwe uMnumzana Ray C othatha imifanekiso lamavideos udutshulwe kwele South Africa esanda kutshiya abangani bakhe endaweni ebizwa ngokuthi Lentego Mitchell's Plain eWestern Cape kwele South Africa. Wakathesi ngesoko isikhathi senu ukuthi lethule konke elifisa ukuthi likwethule khonapha-ke emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Lilakho ukuthi ubambe iWhatsApp yakho ufithizele isibhono esana ukuthi vele ukhulume bese usithumezela-ke umlayezelo wakho. Uyasithumezela kunombolo ethi 01-202-619-2077. Kumbe ngiphinde futhi inombolo leyi 01-202-465-0318.
Njani baleli beStudio 7, mina engithanda ukukhuluma kuphela into enye kuphela. Singajoni sivoda siyele. Into eqakathekileyo eZimbabwe yokuthi umnangagwa yena nxa engumuntu ozeleyo ekwazi ukutula abantwana emuva alungise ilizwe, ilizwe lilunge. Ngibusela lobu bunjwa uhulumende kamnangagwa. Yena umnangagwa engajoni bopha abantu evalela abantu ngenxa yokuthi yena naye wathatha isikhundla ngodlame kumgabe umgabe kade esizikhulele into wayengcono lwana ubabalwane ngoba wayekwazi ukuthi kule-price control umnanga kokazi lutho nge-price control kazi lutho ngokubusa.
Mina ibizo lami ngudaditon mdlauzo ngise-Bright Beach eZimbabwe. Esami isicelo kumbe isikhuthazo sisebantwini bakomthwakazi. Isicelo sami sokuthi akusukume umuntu ozabhala ibhuku eliqondileyo ele-history ye-Zap kumbe i-Zebra ukwenzela ukuthi abantu abethu labantu bakomthwakazi babhenefite nge-true history yabantu beMandebeland. I was touched ngize ngihambe ngiyefika e-White City imbali kadabengwa yokuthi ibabalisha ibridge kumbe iVictoria Falls lo mkhonto wesizwe udabengwa wazwalimala wayesibhedlela waphenduka after 1 year. Ikhulunywa abantu abavela eSouth Africa, thina ngapha silayo ihistory qondile buza babhala amahistory babhala sokungathi iZANU-P F iyenza konke abantu bezapho babengela role otherwise uba izipayipayi nje zempini. So sicela nje abantu bakomthwakazi kusukumo yedwa ozongabhala ibhuku le-history eqondileyo ezipra ze-Zap. Mhlawumbe thina njengegroupu singalisponsa leli bhuku ukuthi lize liphumelele. Ngiyabonga.
Sanibonani ku-Studio 7 njani bakithi bantu bakithi. Mina igama lami ngu-Innocent ngokuhlala ngihlala eGoli Innocent Ndlovu. Inkinga esibhekane nayo kakhulu eZimbabwe ungabheka amaphathi wonke omabili i-MDC layo iZANU-P F asimaphathi akhangelele ukukhulula abantu beZimbabwe ngamaphathi nje abazibhekele bona ukuthi bedle besuthe bona nengane zabo nje kuphela ukuthi uzulu weZimbabwe uphila njani kwenzakalani ngaphi nina abananda bona okwabo ikuxotshana nje leke bethukana nje ngento ezingekhoyo ukuthi beyiphumele isisombululo sokuthi abantu beZimbabwe kumele kwenziwe njani ukuthi kutholakale imisebenzi, kwenziwe njani kukhutshekiswe kukhuliswe umnotho weZimbabwe. Hayi nkani. So inkinga eseZimbabwe inkulu kakhulu. Ngingatsho nje ngithi inkokheli kwamanje eZimbabwe asinazo. Inkokheli ezikhona ezonezi ezifana lo the ex-president efuna isikhundla nje le mali labantu abayo nje. After that wazi ubheke wona ama-minister abantu ababo bafunda mpela bafunda ezikolweni eziphetsheya ezidulayo zapheche kodwa baziphethe certificate bazasebenza ngobe country nakufakula imisebenzi baphuma bagcina besebenza emazweni ukufana nalabo abantu abangafunda ungazo lina ma minister nyinyi ngaze ngithi ukuthi ngaze libafundise abantu abenu ukusalayo baphuma besebenza emazweni okuyinto engacacanga vele engeke uze uyazi ukuthi kwenzakalani noma ulalela nje ama-politician bekhuluma ngendaba zokuthi bafuna ukuvusa umnotho eZimbabwe akuzwakali vele akulazi akulandlela ukuthi uqonda kuyani.
Abonani bethu ba-Studio 7 linjani lonke, ngiyalibingelela abalandeli ba-Studio 7. Hhayi, okhulumayo ngumfakazi ngisele ubutswalo wathi into ezenzekela eZimbabwe angizithandi, uyazi lokhu umuntu kwenzayo kuganga eZimbabwe kakhulu. Ake lilungise imume elizwe liyekele ukudlala ngathi manje.
Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uhulumende weMelika uthi kusobala ukuthi imikhumbi emibili ebithwele amafutha eGulf of Oman ihlaselwe lilizwe le-Iran. Umkhumbi owodwa utshiswe okumangalisayo. Umnumzana Boris Johnson kukhanya enguye oza kungena esikhundleni sikankosikazi Theresa May, umkhokheli wakwelebhilitane usetshiye umsebenzi. Uhulumende weMelika uthi kusobala ukuthi imikhumbi emibili leyi ekade ithwele amafutha imkhumbi okade uvumele yendaweni ezijiyeneyo, kodwa ke ubathi ke kuyamangalisa okwenziwe yi-Iran. Uhlandla lapho esikhuluma khona labantu bajiyeneyo namhla sixoxa loSanele Kumalo.
Ngizalwa esilaputi esigabeni se-Avoka umahlaba yithwala. Ngifunde esikolo seBhekezi, ngaqhubeka ngaye kulograms i-secondary education yami. Ngasuka lapho-ke ngaya e-United College ngawe i-training yami njengombalisi. Ngasuka lapho-ke ngasebenza injonanzi esikolo esuke eseluvini. Ngaqhubeka ngaya eNkayi, ngasebenzela eNkayi iskopo. Ngasuka lapho an-appointment ngaya e-Cholocho lapho engisebenze khona for 16 years eNkayi, ngasebenza 3 years. Ithe-ke into esenzomile laphana 2009 ngasuka ngaya e-South Africa, eBotswana. Ngasebenza eBotswana okweminyaka engu-6 ngaphenduka-ke ngazakuba sekhaya lapha. Sengicabanga ukuthi into sezilungile, kanti hhayi siyambuzange langina.
Umalo okwamanje wenzani?
Ngifike kaningi lutho yena nxa nje ngiyangihlangahlanganise lekho engingakuhlanganisa. Ngazuza izinto zokwenza nxa into angitshela ukuthi angithwalele something ngincedise ngakhona lokho, just to help the family. Inkosikazi yena nguye out of the country osincedisa kakhulu. I'm trying to work on project lapha, akuhambi akuhambi.
Kwenziwa kuyini Khumsi?
Ama-challenges maninganyana. Well, oku kakhulu ukufa kwe-economy khona lokho contributory to that. So kule ndlela thize okukwenza kube kungavumi into zingavumi ukuhamba, ngesizathu sokuthi imali iyabe kayikho. Lanxa ithe yatholakala, ama-chances okuthi umuntu aphumele project engamncedisa aba very malutshwane kakhulu.
Mhm. So singathi nxa sokunjalo ke baba Khumalo, impilo iba njani njengoba phela umuntu kumele ephandele abantwana? So ke singathi abantu abaningi ngani bakubanga lelo okhuluma ngalo?
Bambalwa sibili abantu abakulithena lesi simo, ngoba siyasihlangane lamanye abanye amajaha esakhula sonke la, uthole ukuthi balobunzima kunjengabona lokho ukuthi akuhambi. Lanxa beloyisa ukwenza ama-projects ngakulasizo abalutholayo, akufani lezinye izindawo lapho othola khona, I mean kwamanye amazwe lapho othola khona ukuthi uhulumende la uyancedincedisa lapha nalaphana, abantu bafom ama-groups, basebenzi bengama-groups. Ikakhulu mhlawumbe ngapha emhlubuleni wethu, hhayi hhayi akuhambi sibili.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Khumalo Zulu. Kanti ndaba lamhla besixoxa-ke lobaba Khumalo, ubaba Khumalo khona ngale-ke kuBulawayo. Sibonge kakhulu Khumalo, ungadinwa lokusasa baba.
Ngiyabonga mfowethu, inkosi belani.
Kunjalo mfowethu. Ye, lo-ke kade umnumzana Khumalo ohlala khona ngale-ke kuBulawayo, umnumzana Sanele Khumalo. Siyabonga kuya. Sokulo kuxokozela okumangalisayo kwele Melika kulandela okwethulwe ngumongameli Donald Trump othi ulakho ukusebenzisa akuthola kwamanye amazwe ukuthi alwisane laphikisana labo kukhetho lukamongameli. UTrump wethule lokhu ngesikhathi exoxa lentatheli izindaba ye-ABC. Ikhomishini yokhetho ithi uTrump ukhulume inqwala ngoba akuvunyelwa ukusebenzisa okutholakala kwamanye amazwe ukwenzela ukulwisana lophikisana labo kwezokhetho. Kodwa uTrump uthi engakusebenzisa angakuthola.
If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
Umuntu engafona eselizweni leNorway esithi kulento okumele ngizwe ngingincintisana laye. Ngibona engani ngingafisa ukuzwa ukuthi ukhuluma ngani.
But when somebody comes up with upper research, right? They come up with upper research. Oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it.
Ngangabona ukuthi kulento embi, ngihamba emapoliseni ensida awe FBI. Nga umuntu engaphuma locwaningo oluphezulu, angiboni ukuthi ungabiza iFBI ukuthi zekhangela lokho, ngoba iFBI kayila bantu abeneleyo abangakwenza lokho. Baya kwenza labakudalela eCongress. Kuthiwa lucwaningo oluphezulu.
But you go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it, they always have. And that's the way it is. It's called Apple Research.
Abakubandla lakhe elamanje Republicans lamaDemocrats bathi uTrump ulahle umlomo ngoba akuvunyelwa akhuluma ngakho. Omunye wabaphikisa akuthoyo nguSenator Lindsey Graham okhokhela ibandla lamaRepublicans edalele Senate.
I think it's a mistake of law.
Ngibona engani uphambanisile okusemthethweni. Kangifuni ukukhuluma engani ngikhuthaza lokhu. Akumelanga kwenziwe.
I don't want to send a signal to encourage this. The answer is no. It's got to be no.
Lokhu kusekelwe nguSenator Mitt Romney owake wancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli ekubandla lamaRepublicans.
It would strike at the very heart.
Uzaphindisa indlela esibusa ngayo.
Of our democracy.
Ibandla lamaDemocrats lithi kuyethusa okukhulunywe nguTrump. Unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi, umkhokheli wamaDemocrats edalele House of Representatives, uthi uTrump kakwazi akhuluma ngakho. Uthi ngaphansi komthetho weMelika wezokhetho, akumelanga kwenzakale lokhu okukhulunywa nguTrump.
Everybody in the country should be totally appalled by what the president said. Yesterday, the president gave us once again evidence that he does not know right from wrong. It's a very sad thing. Very sad thing that he does not know right from wrong.
Wonke umuntu wethuswa inkulumo yakhe le. Kakwazi umehluko phakathi kwamanga leqiniso. Kuyadanisa lokho. Kuyakhanya ukuthi kukhona akufihlayo njengalokho engangakutsho phambilini. Sengengakutsho sibili lokho.
But for the president to be so cavalier, to disregard, to be indifferent to law and any sense of ethics about who we are as a country, to say he would invite foreign intervention further. The intelligence community with
kulomthetho othi ngeke waphongusebenzisa nje lokho kuthola kwamanye amazwe. Kumele ubikele amapolisa awe FBI ngokuthola lokho. Akuvunyelwa ukuthi ukwenze. Sizakuhlolisisa sikubona ukuthi kuhamba njani.
There is in the law that you cannot accept contributions, and that includes in kind, from a foreign, your campaign cannot, from a foreign government. That is in the law. But if it needs more clarity, then we will go the duty to report. That's not that only you don't accept it, but you report it to the FBI. Because this is, it's an invasion of our democracy.
Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe, uMnumzana Gary Thwala Jackson uthi, kuyayangisa okukhulunywa nguTrump.
Kuyindaba engalunganga impela ngoba kuye kwaba le ndaba lapha-ke yatshisa kakhulu impela yokuthi uTrump wayesebenzisana lama-Russian ukuze awina ama-elections adlulileyo lapha. Kuthi-ke njengamanje usekhampena okhampenela ukhetho olusemaduzane oluzayo futhi abe sethi yena uyamukela okungcolileyo kumbe izibi zalabo aphikisana labo ancintisana nabo njalo lokhu ukwamukela kusiza ezandleni zabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe bazithola kanjani lezi zibi zabantu abancintisana naye bona bengasibophi kwele Melika.
Kusanda kwethulwa uphenyo olwenziwa ngumnumzana Robert Mueller wayehlolisisa ubudlelwano bukaTrump lelizwe leRussia ngesikhathi sokhetho lukamongameli ngomnyaka ka-2016. Kukhangelelwe ukuthi kuzakwenziwa ukhetho lukamongameli ngomnyaka ka-2020.
Lesi-ke bekuyisigaba lapho esikhangela khona esihambelana lele Melika. Sisingene kwesinye isigaba lapho esikhangela khona abaculayo lokunye okutshiyeneyo. Namhlanje sixoxa lo Sithembile Masiqoza Ndebele ongumlobi njalo imbongi elo hlonzi.
Ngimthole ethwele izigodungulu kudena, ngaba ngolunye lwakhona lwami ugodwana olwanyana wangithola ngamanzi. Amanzi angithukathuka angikhafula.
Masiqoza, kunjani mama?
Ngiyaphila baba, uDubeli njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ngaphi khona?
Lapha kesi ngikobulawayo.
Ye, kodwa udabuka ngaphi?
Ngidabuka ePlumtree eGwambe phansi kwenduna uKandana Michael Magutu.
Ye, sizwa kuthiwa ke wena uyimbongi njalo ulondoloza amasiko esintu. Akusitshela ukuthi umele inhlanganiso yiphi?
Mina nginhlanganiso ethiwa imvuselelo yolimi namasiko esiNdebele. Inhlanganiso leyi uchairman wayo u-Isaac Nyandeni Mpofu.
Yes, ngathi lihloseni khonapho?
Ihlose ukuvuselela lokuvikela amasiko ethu akomthwakazi ayesiNdebele.
Anjengawaphi ntombi endala?
Okunjengokuzazi ukuthi sive siphumaphi, savelelaphi, siyangaphi, imigido lezibongo zolimi.
Ehhe, elingathi selikujovile kakhulu kukhula manje ikuphi?
Kakhulu sijova wona amasiko laselimini kubalobi.
Ye, sizokuthiwa lawo ngumlobi sibili. Sulobe amabhuku amangaki? Iy'ngwalo ezingaki?
Ezintathu. Olwakuqala ibhodo lezinkondlo, kulandele lithi ukugadla kwembongi, lelithi inoveli ethi lalapho kungelakuqhude kuyasa.
Uyaloba sibili, kudala waqalisa ukukwenza lokho?
Ngaqalisa ngisesemncane but ngake ngangani yavaleleka. Ngama ngase ngibuye ngavuka ngazithatha.
So njalo uyimbongi mama, kunjalo?
Ngimbongi ngiyahaya.
Ule nkondlo ezingani?
Esisekhanda.
Ovelo lazo sibili, zikhona ozibhalayo?
Esengizibhalile sezidlula ikhulu le elengxeni.
Ha, nangoke mama.
Okuhluphayo nje ukuthi ngiyashela imali yokuzibhabhatha.
Ukuzifake
kulezi esezibhabhathiwe zingamathumi ayisithupha lanhlanu 65.
Ikona enye ongasitshayela yona khona manje sizwe ukuthi utshaya njani mama? Uyisitshaya nje khonokho ama-stans amalutshwane.
Ngizingizwana izinja intambe endekaft lambadlile likamancubwathi ensindwani sesabomesisi base-America kathi cha ngizalwe eGwambe amphuze esigolaneni mphuza kumathunguzweni senyeni. Yimi Themba Lamathemba lengoni yami ufriend lo Thalita umabone bulawo inyoka elihlazana unawu nawu ngamhlazana kungesuye uzulane lwazulwana seluphumla kuqatha ijuba likanowa. Uzingizwana izinja zingikhonkotha zindandela wo zingibona izaca zithi mhlawumbe sengizokufa ziqhuqhuza amathambo. Hayibo, ngimagule ngafumazi kumbani bebuzana umbambo zimagoda untaba kayikhonza uzinja ziyamnuka mina siqhuza selizwe ngisithi ngihlanganiseleni ngisaphila. Awubakithi lina zihlobo zami, ngicela lingizwe kuhle, kukhona engakuzwisisiyo ngoba kukhona engakutholisisiyo. Bengilani ngisidla imbuya ngothi ngivunule injobo belingibhekile eziphuma emqamelweni sicece mina lemuli yami sinjobozele hehehe. Otakuseke impukane ukudla sikulahla ngomlomo.
Awubonike.
Bengivuka labo mantengwane ngithine sezisemthini inkukhu qinisa imina layilingani. Ngiphaphatheki namasolombana ukuze ngiwele ungulukudela ngikulukudele lami emkhondweni wabaningi lazigeza lazisongezenu lathi simkhumbi munye okwelithumi iminyaka ngiphaphatha kuphuma uthula. Ngasinquma isinqumo sokuquma ngenyawo umntakagogo walibeka ithemba kimi wathi umuntu akalasephila sengifikile kuye icebo lizazakha. Ngimthole ethwele izigodungulu kudena ngaba ngolunye lwakhona lwami ugodwana olwanyana wangithola ngamanzi.
Siyambonga kakhulu-ke uSithembile Masiqoza Ndebele sixoxela ekobulawayo. Singakehlukani ukuthi sikhangele udaba bakekukhokhela namhlanje. Umfundisi Talent Chiwenga olimele engozini yomgwaqo uthi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubezama ukumsusela amanqe. Siqhuba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu kwamanje oluvalisayo ngoGibbs Dube.